We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi B'Menachem Mishem Nicham Yaakov B'Pinchas Leo. We are in Tamin Perek Zayin Mishnah Alf. Bizman Shekohen Gadol Nichnas LeHishtachavos. Whenever the Kohen Gadol would enter the Heichal to bow down, and he would do that before the other Kohanim would do so, Shlosha Ochasin Bo. There were three who would hold on to him to give kavod. Echad b'imino ve'echad b'smolo ve'echad ba'avanim tovos. There were these three. One will hold on to the right side of the Kohen Gadol, one on to his left, and one would walk behind him and hold on to the avanim tovos, to the precious stones that are on the avnei shoam, that are on the shoulder straps of the ephod. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kevan sheshama hamamuna kol raglov shel kohen gadol sheyotze." After the kohen enters, the kohen gadol enters the heichal. So the mamuna was the one who closed the curtain of the ulam. Ulam, we should know, had no doors to enter. There was a very large curtain, and it was usually left open during the daytime. But for honoring the kohen gadol, when he would enter, the curtain would be closed behind him after he entered the heichal. This way, he had a special communion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he was about to leave, after the Kohen Gadol bowed, so the Mamuna now raises up the curtain. So that's what it means. V'kevan sheshama hamamuna kol raglov shel Kohen Gadol sheyotze. When the Mamuna heard the sound of the Kohen Gadol's feet, that the fact that he was leaving, he could hear him because of the Me'il that had the Pa'amon V'rimon, that they were making noise. So when the Kohen Gadol, was leaving the Heichal, higbi alo asa paroches, the Mamuneh, would raise the curtain of the ulam for the Kohen Gadol to walk out. Nichnas v'hishtachavavyotze. Then, after the Kohen Gadol came out, the Mamuneh, the one who was appointed, who was involved in this lifting up the curtain, he would enter the Heichal, he bowed, and he would leave as well. Then his other Kohanim, after the Kohen Gadol, after the Mamuneh, then the rest of the Kohanim entered, they bowed down, and they left. Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Bo'u v'omdu al malo sa'ulam. So we're now going to discuss the Birkas Kohanim, which was said every single day. Remember that in Perek Hey, we spoke about saying the Lishkas Agus, saying the davening in the morning in Birkas Kriya Shema, etc. We had Asura Sadibros. The Kohanim then entered, entered the Azara to complete the whole service of the Tamid. Five of the Kohanim were inside the Heichal, cleaning out the Inner Mizbeach, preparing the menorah, and offering the Ketores, as we spoke about in the fifth parak, in the beginning of the sixth parak. And then we had the Kohanim who were bringing up the limbs of the Tamid on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So when this was all done, the Kohanim would come together on the steps of the Ulam to recite Birchas Kohanim. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. All of these Kohanim, after did the Avodos, they came to the steps of the Ulam. The Ulam is the chamber in front of the Heichal. Amdu harishonim lidrom acheihem hakohanim. So how did they arrange themselves on these steps? So the first five Kohanim who did the Avodos inside the Heichal with the menorah and the Ketores, etc. So they were south of the lidrom, the south of the other Kohanim. Their jobs, the Heichal jobs, were finished first. They would arrange themselves in the south. V'chamisha kelim yadam, and they had the five kelim in their hands. Hateni biyadecha, the basket that cleaned out the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnima, from the Ketores, that was in the hands of one of the Kohanim. We spoke about that already. That was left there. V'hakuz biyadecha, the jug that cleaned out the leftover oil and the ashes, the silos, wicks from the menorah, that was in the hand of another Kohen. V'hamachta biyadecha, the shovel that was used to bring the hot coals from the Mizbeach HaNechoshes into the Heichal on Mizbeach HaPnimi with the Ketores, that was within the hands of another Kohen. V'habazach b'yadecha, that was the smaller spoon which had the Ketores inside. V'kaf v'kisuya, and the larger spoon and its cover which caught any of the scattered Ketores, that was in the hands of another Kohen. According to some, they would place these kelim onto the floor where they were on the ulam, in the ulam area. Uverchu esam bracha achas, and they blessed the people with one bracha. Now the other Kohanim had to finish their avodah too. Those are the ones who brought the limbs of the tamid onto the mizbeach. So they joined the first five Kohanim on the steps of the ulam, and now they recite the the Birchas Kohanim. So it would be all one bracha. Now, we're familiar with the fact that it's really three brachas, three separate psukim. So that's what the Mishnah explains. El Shabbat Medina, Omim Osar Shalosh Brachos, which means that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim would say Birchas Kohanim, they would say them as three separate brachos. There would be a pause for people to answer Amen between each and every pasuk. So it was like three brachos. Yivarech Hashem, Yivarech, that's one. People will answer Amen. Then and then Yisav Shemana Melecha. But since in the Beis HaMikdash we would not answer Amen, so it was really all one bracha. Uva Mikdash bracha achas. It was all one bracha. One of the questions is, we know they wouldn't answer Amen in the Beis HaMikdash, but didn't they answer something else? Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusol Li'olam Vo'ed. So that would be a pause. In fact, it would be a longer pause. So why in the Mikdash is it all one bracha with no pause in between? So they didn't answer Amen. There was no response of Amen by the people, but there should have been Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusol Li'olam Vo'ed. So one explanation is that the Baruch Shem Kamachson Vaed, that is said when we're blessing Hashem. But the Birchas Kohanim is really a blessing that's coming from Hashem through the Kohanim. They're the means, they're the vehicle to Am Yisrael, to the nation. Therefore, that doesn't require a Baruch Shem response. It happens to be that in Yom Kippur, they did respond Baruch Shem even to the Birchas Kohanim, but that may have been an exception to the regular rule. So that's why in the Mikdash, it was what Bracha Achas. Then the Mishnah describes that there was another difference between how Birchas Kohanim was done in the Mikdash versus in the Medina versus outside. By Mikdash, you omim es Hashem kichsavo. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would recite the name of Hashem as it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's how it's written in the Torah. Uva Medina mekinuyo. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, we would not read Hashem's name as it is written, but rather we read it as the Shem Ad. Aleph, Dalid, Nun, and Yod. That's the way we pronounce it. That's based on the pasuk in Parsha Shmos. Zeshmi la'olam is zechri l'dor dor. So zeshmi la'olam, my name should be la'olam la'aleim, should be concealed, should be hidden. My name should, in general, certainly outside the Beis HaMikdash, should be concealed, should not be pronounced the way that it is written. So that would be a difference between the two as well. The question is though, why is it that we only mention, or we have the right to mention, the Shem Hashem the way it's written in the Beis HaMikdash? So this is based on a pasuk in Shemos Chaf. The pasuk says, "B'chol amakom asher azkir es shemi avo eilecha v'rachticha," which literally means, wherever my name is mentioned, Hashem says, in every place, I will come and I will bless you. But the Gemara says, you have to kind of flip around the phrase in the pasuk and learn it like this. B'chol amakom asher avo eilecha v'rachticha, he would take in the beginning of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk. In any place where I come to give you a blessing, which is in the Mikdash, Shom Azkir Es Shemi. So I take the pasuk B'chol Amakom Asher Azkir Es Shemi Avo Elecha Berachticha, and in any place that Berachticha, where I'm supposed to give you a blessing, which is the Beis HaMikdash, so Azkir Es Shemi, that's a place where my name, the way it's written, can be pronounced. That's only in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside. Another difference between the Mikdash, Birkas Kohanim in the Mikdash versus outside the Mikdash. Ba Medina HaKohanim Nosim Es Kapeim Yideihem Keneged Kisfo Sehem. When the Kohanim would do Birkas Kohanim, they would raise their palms, a Keneged Kisvoseim, on the same level, the same height as their shoulders. But Uva Mikdash Agabe Rashay, and their hand or their palms were above their heads. This is also based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayisa Aharon es yadav el ha'am vayivarachem. So it's very clear. Vayisa Aharon es yadav. Aharon lifts up his hands. So that's what we call nisius kapayim, the lifting up of the hands. How do I know that that's not just Aharon, but it applies to all future Kohanim? Because the pasuk says in Devarim Yudches, Hu vanav kol hayomim. He and his children for all days. So mahu benisius kapayim, af banav benisius kapayim kol hayomim. That's what the Bar Tzedur quoting from the Gemara. So that applies to all Kohanim. So you have to lift up your hands, but only to the level of the shoulders. Why is it in the Mikdash, is it different? So says the Bar Terura, in the Beis HaMikdash, where they would bless the people with the Shema Meforash of Hashem. And the Shechina is above, between their knuckles, between their fingers. Magbim Yedeim Lamala Meirashayim. So therefore they have to lift up their hands even more above their heads. Then the Mishnah says, "Lo chutz mi kohen gadol." But the kohen gadol is an exception to this rule. Shein magbia es yadav lemalam atet. He wouldn't lift up his hands when doing berkas kohanim above his head because he could not lift up his hands above the tzitz. Why? Because the shem ha'mafarash is written on the tzitz. So that would be as high as his hands would go. Then the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer af kohen gadol magbia es yadav lemalam atet." Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says even the kohen gadol will lift his hands above the tzitz when reciting the berkas kohanim. Why is he able to bring it above the tzit if the Shem HaMeforash is there? He's quoting the pasuk about Aaron. Aaron raised his hands towards the people and gave them a bracha. So he believes the fact that it says El Ha'am, towards the people, that means, that teaches that when Aaron lifted up his hand, raised his hands to give a brachas kohanim, his hands were in fact above his head. There's some discussion as to how you learn from the words Vayisa Aharon es yadav el ha'am, that he actually lifted up his hands above his head. But nonetheless, that according to some, that is, in fact is the proof. And others claim, no, that doesn't prove anything. All the Mishnah is saying is that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakham and says even the Kohen Gadol would lift up his hands above the tzitz. And the reason he would do so is because that's not considered a lack of kavo just because he lifted up his hands above the tzitz to make the bracha, even though the tzitz had shema. And when the Mishnah quotes the pasuk Shneamar Vayisa Aharon Es Yadav El Ha'am Vayivarechem, that's just a proof text for the general halach of Nesias Kapayim. That's happened to be been done in the context of the Miluim, but that's the general source of lifting up the palms of Nesias Kapayim.